John Henry Cardinal Newman. Here we are in the chapel of the Catholic University of Dublin. The university doesn't exist, but the chapel's still here. Look how high the pulpit is, with that brass plate to make the sound travel. Six candles at the altar, as one always finds in the Universal Church. A little anti-chapel in there, Italianate style, with the columns. And very ornate murals. Look at that. Okay, various biblical scenes, complete with halos, and a little bit like the Sistine Chapel, but look at the ceiling even. And then we see Seat of Wisdom with the Blessed Virgin on high. Well, it really is gorgeous. So, you know, Catholic churches in Ireland, they tend to be fairly plain and functional because, obviously, the Catholic majority for a long time, we were mostly the peasantry. And, obviously, the historic Catholic churches were seized at the Reformation by the Church of Ireland. But then this was built around 1850 when the Catholic University was founded. And there was a small segment of the aristocracy that was Catholic. And there were middle-class Catholics, some of them becoming prosperous, to donate. So look at this. Friar with the infant, the nun and so on. Stations over Our Lady of Perpetual Succor, pray for us. Succor not as in naivete. Look at that, sanctus as in holy. So interestingly, they're in English. You thought they might do it in Latin. And in the confession box, ichthos, as in the acronym for Jesus, Son of God, Saviour, in ancient Greek. IHS, in the early church, drawing a fish to indicate you're a Christian, 2026, the Alpha and the Omega, as it says in the Gospel according to St. John. And look at the baptismal font. So that was it. One of the things I've never been into. And a crucifix rather than a cross with the image of Jesus affixed to there too. And up high, in Rye, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum. Okay. So he was instrumental in establishing this. Okay. The Newman University Church. And here we are on Stephen's Green, close to one of the houses that W. Beats Yeats lived in. And this is the entrance to it. I know this is a child safety statement, the sort of thing that wasn't even thought of till like 20 years ago. Because where could be safer but in the hands of the clergy? And coming out onto Stephen's Green. Well, I've often passed it and I'm very glad I've come in, finally. And this is Stephen's Green. So St. Stephen's Green, the plushest square in Dublin. Merrion Square, Fitzwilliam Square, the other two very pucker squares. Ah, the Literature Museum of Ireland. Well, I'll go in here. And there's St. Patrick's House at the Catholic University Church. Oh, right. So he was rector, later became Archbishop of Westminster and a cardinal. Gerard Manley Hopkins, the poet, Professor of Greek. And Joyce was a student here. But then it became the Royal University of Ireland, latterly the National University of Ireland before the First World War. And look at the motto of it. Oh, they opened that 1856, Heart Speaks to Heart. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom. And around the corner is the National Concert Hall, which was where UCD was, even in the 1960s, moved out to Belfield, a bit further south.